Let them vote. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Did you see the cable coverage of the Wyoming primary over the weekend? When was the last time you had wall-to-wall coverage of the Wyoming primary? 8,700 votes total. You get more than that for a school board election. And it reinforces how dumb it looks for the Democrats not to count Florida and Michigan. Both parties punished those states for holding their primaries early, but the Republicans only stripped half the delegates, and their race is over anyway. The Democrats stripped all the delegates in a race that's very much alive. But Democratic Chairman Howard Dean is determined to show that the Democrats are tough on crime.
You cannot violate the rules of a process and then expect to get forgiven for it.
Causing Democratic flamethrower James Carville to open up.
I think the Democratic Party is going to look absolutely absurd.
But in all this blustering over how horrible it is to disenfranchise voters, how voters deserve a choice, we forget one thing. The parties are under no obligation to accept any state vote. These are private organizations. They can choose the candidates by spinning a prize wheel if they want to. The actual presidential election is not until November. But this is how completely dependent on the two national parties we've become. The wide-open races that people say they want will never happen unless you have a lot of parties capable of running independent candidates in every state.
There's enough opposition to the two parties to warrant more voices.
Yes, which is why everybody's welcoming Ralph Nader to the race, right? Hello? Maybe this isn't on. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.